Agenda item number 8, discussion and possible action on surplus personal property by John Hawes.
Always the highlight of the meeting when we have surplus property item, which we do this quarter. You receive the information in your book. Go ahead and go through it, and you probably reviewed it, but I'll go through it real quick, and then I'll go back and read it. But you can see a couple of items. Those first two items are some material that was actually used in building these ceiling grid things up there. There were extra material that has been stored out in our garage area out there in the back, and we finally decided that we're not going to need those anymore, and they've never were really needed and have deteriorated enough to where they're not going to be of any benefit. So we'll get rid of those. I don't know what value they will have. The purpose, you all remember this, we're required under statute, if we have some property that we deem to possibly have value, we have to get the board's approval to declare it surplus and then go to try to obtain that value. In some cases, you all declare things surplus and we discover, you know, we can't get anything for it. But we'll go through the process of putting this stuff out for auction or whatever way we think will give us the most proceeds associated with it. But nevertheless, all of this represents things that we no longer need. In most cases, it's been replaced. Recently, sometimes it's been replaced for some time, but we're finally cleaning up some areas and some things that have been stored around for some time and trying to get rid of them. Okay, Nick, you can go through and see that's associated with our Central Basin Lab area, and then Lake Limestone, some items there that mowers and the like and various things, shredder and stuff, PK, some couple of boat motors there at PK that have been replaced fairly recently. That sometimes things are kept around for parts and things like that for some period of time, and they finally reach a point to where there are no more useful benefits, so we decide to get rid of them. If anybody has any questions about it, otherwise I will read through this. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager, CEO, to dispose of the following surplus personal property under the terms and conditions that are in the best interest of the Brazos River Authority. Administrative services. Description, 122-foot sections of ceiling grid and 124-foot sections of ceiling grid. Reason for disposal, no longer needed. Description, approximately 104-foot and 6-foot light diffusers. Reason for disposal, no longer needed. Brushy Creek Regional Water System. Description, 15 horsepower VFD, variable frequency drive, cabinet and hardware model, square D, serial number 141378-22-001.001. Reason for disposal no longer needed, replaced with 20 horsepower drive. Central Basin Lab, description, TOC, in parentheses, total organic carbon, analyzer model 5310C, serial number 8112942. Reason for disposal no longer needed, not replaced. Description, TOC, total organic carbon, in parentheses, auto sampler, model 900, serial number 483-4A1476-796-0811387. Reason for disposal, no longer needed, not replaced. Lake Limestone, description, 15 Herman Miller high-back swivel armchairs. Reason for disposal, replaced in fiscal year 2012. Description, Hay King Soil Renovator, in parentheses, aerator, serial number 13266, reason for disposal no longer needed, not replaced. Lake Limestone continued. Description, KitchenAid dishwasher, model number KUD1021RWH1, reason for disposal not cost efficient to repair, replaced in fiscal year 2005. 2004 Evinrude 225 horsepower boat motor, serial number G05-041516, and cables, reason for disposal not cost efficient to repair, replaced with Yamaha 225 four-stroke in fiscal year 2012. Description, John Deere 455 mower with 60-inch mowing deck, serial number M00455D050080. Reason for disposal not cost efficient to repair, replaced in fiscal year 2005. John Deere 455 mower with 60-inch mowing deck, serial number M00455-006-0869. Reason for disposal not cost efficient to repair, replaced in fiscal year 2005. Lake Limestone continued description, Miller Shopmaster Welder 300 AC DC, reason for disposal, not cost-effective, cost-efficient to repair, replaced in fiscal year 2012. Description, Rhino 5-foot shredder, model TW60, serial number 11606, reason for disposal, too small to be functional, replaced with a 15-foot unit, fiscal year 2005. Description, Whirlpool 30-inch electric range, reason for disposal, not cost-efficient to repair, replaced in fiscal year 2007. Description, 38 windows, reason for disposal, replaced with upgraded double-insulated windows in fiscal year 2007. Possum Kingdom, maintenance, description, 2000 Evan Rude, 175 horsepower, outboard motor, serial number G0474763-0. Reason for disposal, not cost efficient to repair, replaced in fiscal year 2010. Lake Rangers, description 2002, Evan Rude, 225 horsepower, outboard motor, serial number 0498-4399. Reason for disposal, not cost efficient to repair, replaced in fiscal year 2010. Technical services, environmental, description, hot block digester, model 05-L0529, serial number 235, reason for disposal no longer needed, not replaced. Technical services, environmental, continued. Description, Barnstead UltraPure DI system, model 741, serial number 740960058-7593, reason for disposal not usable and not transferable, replaced in fiscal year 2004. Description, Dynex ICS 3000, 1997 model DX1-03, serial number 951710, reason for disposal, not usable, not transferable, replaced in fiscal year 2008. Denver Instruments regular balance, model A-250, serial number 0066205, reason for disposal, not usable, not transferable, not replaced. Description, Lachet block digester, model BD-46, serial number 1800-716, reason for disposal not usable and not transferable, replaced in fiscal year 2009. Technical services, environmental, continued. Description, Fisher Scientific Oven, model 625G, serial number 6040028, reason for disposal not usable and not transferable, replaced in fiscal year 2008. Description, Smith Root Backpack Electrofisher, model 12, not usable and reason for disposal, not usable and not transferable, replaced fiscal year 2010. Description, Lassico Planometer, model L-10, serial number 96188, reason for disposal, no longer needed, not replaced. Description, Linsice model LLM-23, serial number 15531-96, reason for disposal, not usable and not transferable, not replaced. Description, 10 milliliter transfer PET model S, reason for disposal, not usable, non-transferable, replaced in fiscal year 2010. Technical services, environmental, continued. Description, a Hawk spectrophotometer model 44800-00, reason for disposal, not usable and not transferable, replaced in fiscal year 2007. Description, VWR incubator, model 1500E, serial number 08013508, reason for disposal, not usable and not transferable, not replaced. Training and safety, description, 44 aluminum SCBA cylinders and 4 steel SCBA cylinders, reason for disposal, obsolete equipment, replaced in fiscal year 2011.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to apologize. We had a documentation problem, which has been corrected, and the rehearsal wasn't any fun. So we're going to do better. They're documenting better now.
Exactly. Heard the resolution, motion to adopt. Robert and Grady. Hold the board, please.
Presiding Officer Scott.
Yes.
Director Kilgore.
Yes.
Director Adams.
Yes.
Director Barr?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Belt?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Yes.
Director Borland?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Creel?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Mackey?
Yes.
Director Munson?
Yes.
Director Rankin?
Yes.
Director Tallis?
Yes.
Director Tesh?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.
All right, lunch is ready. We will adjourn.
That's on time, too.